Day 314, or November the 10th. Keep it short and simple. Our thoughts today come from Acts chapter 26, verse 1. Then Agrippa said to Paul, "You have permission to speak for yourself." So Paul motioned with his hand and began his defence. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Paul spends his last months in Caesarea being questioned by Governor Festus and King Agrippa before appealing for trial before Caesar, as was his prerogative as a Roman citizen. His trial before Festus was aided and abetted by King Agrippa and his wife Bernice. Interestingly, King Agrippa, who was Jewish and an expert in Jewish laws and customs, scorns Paul's attempts to persuade him of the truth about Messiah and dismisses his attempts by saying, "Do you think you can persuade me to become a Christian so quickly?" Paul replies, "Whether quickly or not, I pray to God that both you and everyone here might become the same as I am." And now today's action step. Are you like me, sometimes unsure of what to say when people show an interest in the Christian faith? It seems, when in doubt, Paul simply gave his testimony. Bear in mind the fact that Paul was a learned Pharisee, and as a Jewish religious leader, very used to arguing his case, dipping into the scriptures regularly for suitable proof texts. However, when he is presented with a perfect opportunity to take this approach with King Agrippa, who was an expert in Judaism, he resorts to making it personal, simple, and straightforward. He just tells how Jesus has impacted his life. In a similar vein, the story is told of Dr. Karl Barth visiting the USA and being asked to summarize the theological meaning behind his renowned work, Church Dogmatics. After a brief pause, he said, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." As has been said many times, KISS, K-I-S-S, keep it short and simple. Don't fall into the trap of trying to impress people with your eloquence. KISS and leave the rest to the Holy Spirit.